Hi, this is Elliot Haspel. Welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about using videos as a way to do literacy instruction, and this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher. And what the authors talk about is that there's a body of recent research that shows that videos can actually be a really useful tool, especially around teaching reading comprehension and vocabulary. And in the past, videos kind of get a bad rap in the classroom. They're seen as soft, or they're seen as just not a particularly strong tool to use. But actually, there's a recent body of research that says that in the right methods and used in the right ways, video can be a really powerful learning tool that can really help students. So, I'm going to talk about some best practices and some ways to do that. First, using videos of stories that you're doing when you're not worried about teaching fluency. And what this means is that, obviously, if you're working on decoding, if you're working on accuracy, if you're working on prosody, if you're working on these things, then you don't want to be using a video at all because you want students engaging with that text, really wrestling with it. But if you're working on comprehension skills, you're working on inference, you're working on summarization, it doesn't matter as much to you about working on the fluency, then actually having a short video of the story, which you can find these often in your video library, lots of these are online, especially if you're doing a well-known story, can level the playing field. So no matter what reading level your students are on from a fluency standpoint, they all get the basic idea of what's going on in the story, and you can really move into the comprehension skill. Next, modeling or practicing high-level comprehension skills using the video can be really useful. And what that means is that if you watch the video of the story, so let's say you watch the movie for Shiloh, you can actually stop along the way, and as the teacher, you can model. You can be like, I'm going to make an inference about what's going on in this movie here. You can do lots of things like that. Or you could watch a clip of the movie, and then you could use that as a writing prompt for students. Make an inference about what you think is going to happen next, or why you think this character did this. And because, again, you're really leveling the playing field for students because it's very easy for students to comprehend what's going on in a video. I've actually found in research that if you show students the video of a story or you actually have an adult or a teacher read that story aloud to them, either way, right, you're taking the responsibility for actually reading the story out of the student's hands, students understand much better if they watch the video of it. It's just a way that many students engage well with material. Next, vocabulary. This is one of the best places videos can be used, and the authors say, though, it's surprising, actually, how few teachers actually use video in vocabulary instruction. And what they've shown, they've done studies, again, do short little clips that provide context for words. So you can find these, again, online. You can create them yourself because these are very short clips that just provide an example. You know, you're talking about courage, and showing a short clip of something courageous happening can really help students understand what that word means. And in the study, they showed the short clip, and then they did very traditional paper and pencil activities doing to practice vocabulary. They showed the clip again, and they kept doing that cycle. There was a control group that just did the standard traditional paper and pencil activities, and the students that used the video actually learned vocabulary much better. Next, just so you know, this works extremely well, especially with English language learners and students with disabilities or with special needs. So what the research has again found. Those students in particular seem to benefit from all these different ways of using videos. And lastly, the key is just to blend your video instruction with your regular teaching and with the use of other materials. I think a lot of the reason the authors postulate the video gets a bad rap is because it's been used on its own. But if you blend the two, if you integrate it into the curriculum, you've got another really powerful tool in your belt that can really help students learn both comprehension and vocabulary better. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching.